job growth surges in the U.S.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Allianz, providing travel insurance and assistance to over 9 million Americans through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and the Labor Department reported today that 236,000 jobs were added last month. That was much better than expected. The unemployment rate fell from 7.9 to 7.7%. That's the lowest in 4 years. For more, we're joined from Washington by Alan Krueger. He is the chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisors. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so you said this morning that more work remains to be done, and I wonder what specifically that means to you.
Well, we still have too many Americans unemployed. We still have a middle class that has been under stress for some time. So improving the recovery, making sure that the recovery continues, making sure that the economy creates good middle class jobs remains the president's North Star. And it's important that we don't mess it up.
Well, so what do you want to be done? Do you want Congress to do something specifically?
Well, as the president has said repeatedly, the sequester, which took effect early in March, is bad policy. I think people across the political spectrum will look at it, think it's bad policy. It imposes a set of indiscriminate cuts, which don't solve our long-term deficit problem, doesn't address the causes of our long-term deficits, and the Congressional Budget Office forecast will shave economic growth by 0.6% and reduce job growth by around 750,000 jobs by the end of the year. So the president has proposed a balanced approach to put us on a sustainable fiscal path, which includes closing tax loopholes to raise additional revenue, includes reforming our entitlements so that they're around for generations to come, and a smarter set of spending cuts.
But no economists out there really think that the sequester is going to be undone at this point. I mean, is that what you're saying, that there's a possibility that Congress and the president are going to get together now and undo the sequester?
Well, listen, the president has been reaching out to Congress. He made phone calls to many members of Congress this past week. He had a dinner with senators from the Republican side a couple of nights ago. He met with the ranking and chairman of the Budget Committee in the House. Next week, he's going to meet with the caucuses. So we are working to try to put us on a better fiscal path. It's going to take some time. We would like to see the Congress move back to regular order in terms of passing a budget. But I think your listeners should be aware that the sequester, those automatic spending cuts that no one thought would take effect, are going to do some real damage to the economy over time.
Well, now, let me preface this by saying this report overall is a very good report, but I do want to focus on one number that is a little alarming, which is that the teenage unemployment rate is at 25%.
Teenage unemployment rate has been high for some time, and it's a sign that the economy is not strong enough. And that's why the president remains focused on trying to support this recovery.
Alan Krueger, chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisors, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And let's get a check on Wall Street. Stocks are higher this morning. The Dow up 35 points, 0.25% at 14,365. The NASDAQ up 0.1%, and same with the S&P 500. Some good economic news from overseas this morning. China said exports jumped 22% in February, which means increasing demand for Chinese goods around the world. And Japan said its economy expanded at a rate of 0.2% at the end of last year after first reporting a contraction.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Progressive, offering policyholders the option to bundle home and auto insurance coverage. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. By Fast Company's annual Innovation Uncensored, April 23rd and 24th, now open for registration, with leaders from their world's most innovative companies list, innovationuncensored.com. And by Kronos, providing cloud-based time and attendance, scheduling, HR, and payroll solutions for organizations of all sizes. More at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
New York is holding public art events across the city this week, and tomorrow the focus will be on Chelsea, a neighborhood that has long been a magnet for art galleries. But that era may be coming to an end, as Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
It's a chilly afternoon in New York, but there's a healthy crowd at the High Line in Chelsea. That's a park built on an old elevated rail line. Visitor Helen Crestwell is enjoying her stroll.
It's just such a nice walk. Like, I love all the artwork, what they've done with their gardens.
The High Line is dotted with sculptures and murals, which echo Chelsea's vibrant art gallery scene at street level. Those galleries helped transform Chelsea into a desirable neighborhood. And it wasn't always that way, says Stuart Siegel of commercial real estate firm CBRE.
In the mid-90s, galleries started to flee Soho as rents approached $50 a square foot. Chelsea was basically a seedy warehouse area.
Seedy, but affordable. Since then, though, Siegel says rents have gone up tenfold, and many galleries are now being pushed out. Galleries like Schroeder Romero, which just closed its doors. Owner Sarah Jo Romero remembers the feeling of unity among gallery owners when she opened the gallery with Lisa Schroeder in 2006.
We all thought it would be wonderful to all kind of band together and be on one block together.
It was. And when the High Line opened in 2009, Lisa Schroeder says the galleries thought it would be a boon.
We were really excited. The whole neighborhood started to change because of the High Line, and we thought that we were going to be part of that sort of revitalization. And it turned out that that didn't happen. For a lot of us middle-tier galleries, we just became priced out.
Their rent doubled. And it didn't help that galleries found themselves competing for space with New York's booming tech scene. Stuart Siegel says that really took off after Google bought a building in Chelsea 2 years ago.
The Google effect has had an enormous impact on the market in Chelsea. There are thousands of companies that want to be near Google.
As for the art scene, some galleries are migrating again, this time to Manhattan's Lower East Side. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
And finally to Camden Point, Missouri, which is home to fewer than 500 people and is about to get a new sewer system thanks to Mark and Cindy Hill, who recently won $136 million playing the lottery. The couple is also paying for a new fire station for the town. As for spending some money on themselves, so far, just a new pickup truck. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Great animation and awesome sound effects have helped make video games big business, but do they belong in a museum too?
That battle about whether or not games are art is over, but the challenge over the next decade will be to create the types of things that are worthy of a place in the museum.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Super Mario meets Picasso. Next time on Marketplace, the numbers from Wall Street as well. It's from APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.